Thanks so much for joining us as we continue our study through Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 7. We're talking about injustice this week. And the dust returns to the earth as it was, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. Dust returns to the earth as it was, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. Okay, so one day we're going to die. Solomon's been telling us that over and over in his book. Coming to grips with that fact is the only way we're ever going to live. That truth allows us to live in the fear of the Lord, to honor Him and love Him and respect Him and obey Him. And that truth reminds us that our God has abolished sin and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Consider the story of Samuel Wilkerson and the powerful way he proclaimed this truth. Wilkerson was a Civil War correspondent. He was there right after the Battle of Gettysburg to report on the bloody conflict. As he surveyed the battlefield, he walked among the bodies, and tragically, the journalists found the body of his own son, a Union soldier. Wilkerson, you can imagine, was broken. But in his grief, he thought about the resurrection, the promise that Jesus gave to those who know Him. Here's what he wrote for the New York Times as he stood next to his son's body. Just imagine this. "Oh, you dead, who at Gettysburg have baptized with your blood the second birth of freedom in America, how you are to be envied. I rise from a grave whose set clay I have passionately kissed, and I look up and see Christ spanning this battlefield with his feet and reaching fraternally and looking to heaven. His right hand opens the gates of paradise, and with his left hand he beckons to those mutilated, bloody, swollen forms to ascend." When we die, our soul returns to God, our loving Creator. He beckons us home to be with Him forever. We will finally see justice because of the injustice that was placed on Jesus. No one spoke in His defense. There was no one to save Him from the cross. God laid on Jesus every sin, every evil, every unjust act. Jesus bore our sins in His body on the cross so we could be made right with the just judge. His body was laid in a grave, but He didn't stay there. On the third day, He rose from the dead. And because He rose from the dead, we will rise as well. So here's my questions. Will you go to heaven when you die? Have you trusted in the Rescuer? If not, please make the words of this prayer your words to the Heavenly Father. Lord, I am separated from You because of my sin. I am sorry for the injustice that resides in me. I want to turn from my sin and turn to You. I want to be rescued for eternity. I trust in Jesus, the only one who took my sin in His body on the cross and paid sin's penalty by His death. Today, right now, I trust in Jesus. And I pray in His name. Amen.